from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
I'm a good friend with Wonstadt as well. And what's his drink of choice, by the way?
Usually a Manhattan.
I'm an old-fashioned guy myself.
Football analyst for the Marquee Network.
Tanny, we got to have another little taste because Spiggs is here.
Is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
Coach Dave Wonstadt joins us right now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Home of the world's largest sports book. The football season approaches. Coach, you're on with me, Spiggs, and Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner.
Just worst damn nightmare.
Wow. What is going on, Spiggs? What's going on? You got a full deck in there, huh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
None of them are playing with one coach. I had this idea to get Rosner in here. Then I thought Bernstein would leave, and he just doesn't. What we do, he's not leaving.
Nobody cares where I go or where I am. It doesn't matter. I got nowhere to go.
We asked him to leave, Dave. He will not leave.
Yeah, well, he knew I was coming on. He wanted to hang around and see what I had to say.
Damn right I do.
I mean, yes. Hey, Coach, you're one of our favorite humans, and we're glad to talk to you. And can you explain to us, how Ryan Poles seems to be feeling about this team? When he talked yesterday, seemed to be very excited, very happy with where they are. Does he have a right to feel the way he seems to about the state of this roster?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. When the statement was made, it's going to be difficult to make this team. That's kind of the way it played out. And I think that the guys that he added late, the couple of the pass rusher and Smith, the defensive tackle, how much they help, I don't know, but they're veteran guys that have done it, and he got them virtually for nothing. So, we added some draft picks. We added some free agents to help us at the bottom of our roster. And, who knows, maybe some of these guys will contribute big time. So, I don't know what more the guy could have done, truly. When you sit back and look at it, it's not like he, even though we didn't get the Judon kid, they went to Atlanta and a couple of things. It's not like the Bears were sitting back and saying, we don't want to spend that money. So I give him a lot of credit. I honestly, from a draft standpoint and from a free agent standpoint, I don't know more Bear fans could expect out of Ryan Poles. And now, now we just got to go out and win some games, obviously.
There's a level of optimism that is way through the roof here in this town. It's an interesting moment. Ryan Poles said he believes that this year the team will, quote, take that big jump, unquote. What will that look like? What will we be looking at if indeed the Bears, quote, take that big jump, unquote?
Well, I think it comes down to winning 2-3 games and, getting on a little winning streak, getting some momentum and moving forward and then being relevant. I mean, when December gets here, You want to be talked about in the playoff hunt in a serious manner. I think the Bears are going to be good enough to do that. I really do. I think the key's going to be coming out of the blocks fast. I said this on the air the other day. I mean, I realistically think the Bears will win 6 out of their first 10. I think that's probably what they have to do. And if it's, you're probably going to need 10 wins to be a playoff team. I'd bet them to win. I got them real early. I think it was 7.5 in May. And I put a bet in then that I think they'll win 9, at least 9 games and be a playoff team, whether it's a division winner or a wild card. You know, who knows? It doesn't matter at this point. Just be relevant when you get to December, where you got a legitimate chance and you're playing good football.
What did it say to you, Dave, that they made late trades to get both an edge rusher and a tackle? With all the talk about all the quality that they have, they were not done making moves for guys who you knew were going to end up on the 53.
Yeah, I got to find out. Boy, you know, the pass rusher, averaged seven sacks a year the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. My first reaction was, what's wrong with this guy?
Can't stop the run. He doesn't stop the run.
Can't stop the run in final year of his deal.
Well, yeah, I know he's in the final. You know, so was there a problem? One of my point is, it's not like Seattle is got any dominant pass rushers out there. I mean, even if they used him for the same capacity as what the Bears did, 7 sacks a year is that's playing. That's a nice job. It's not, you know, again, it's not double digits. It's not Hall of Fame numbers, but that's a nice guy to have, at least I would think, when you're trying to build a little bit of a foundation and win a few games and get the thing off the ground. Now, I heard that they're going to the 3-4, not the 4-3 and all blah, blah, blah. I get it. It also tells me this, that the ideal scenario for this defense that the Bears are playing right now would be able to rush 4 and pressure probably 15%, maybe 20% of the time. That would be the ideal numbers at the end of the year, the way Flus wants to run this defense. It's and take me out of it, but it's a combination, because we talked about this. And he coached at Dallas when they were still in the fourth. You know, it's a combination of kind of what we started at Dallas, what Tony Dungy was doing. It's what they do at Houston. Let's bring it into – and what the Jets do. Rush 4, okay, and multiple coverages where you got – you know, you're going from 2 to 3 to man to zone, and you're getting good enough pressure that the ball's got to come out and you come up with turnovers. Flus proved to us last year when they couldn't get pressure that he was willing to bring pressure. We know we went from bottom 10 to top 10, actually top 5 in numbers of pressures and defensive production. I think he's looking to say, if there's some way, I really got some stuff that I'd like to do with our secondary without blitzing and pressuring. If we could get a pass rusher that can help us there, we could get one step closer to what I really want to do deep down. I think that's part of it. I just hope personally that they don't slight this Booker kid. And I know he's light, you know, and he doesn't weigh that much. And will he play the run? I would play. This kid's got to play. I mean, we used to say, and you've heard me say it, all you guys, you know, we used to always talk about going way back at our national championship teams at Miami. Let's get those guys to do things we don't have to coach. He's a guy that does stuff rushing the passer that you don't have to coach. So the only way he's going to get better, in my estimation, is play. So I just hope that they don't slight his playing time by putting somebody else in there that's not going to be with us 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
He's Dave Wanstead. This is The Score. I'm Spiegs. That's Dan Bernstein for some reason. And an even stranger appearance is by Barry Rosner.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Dave, I really like Caleb Williams, unlike the last two quarterbacks, which is a conversation we're not going to have because I'm never coming back, actually. But I really like him. I just wonder if you look at the national expectations, and I assume it's the same here locally, it's extraordinary what's expected of this kid right out of the box. If you were the head coach, Do you think these expectations would be fair, and what would you be thinking in your mind?
No, the expectations are way high, in my opinion. I would tell Caleb right now, listen, he should not be, and I'll tell Bears fans this, he should not be the center, and he's going to be because he's a quarterback and a number one pick. I get all that. But for the Bears to have a playoff team, they've got to play great defense, they've got to play smart football, and they've got to be balanced on offense. Here's what they got to get out of Caleb Williams, and this, in my opinion. The two-minute drill before the half. Okay, we get the ball. Let's get down and get a field goal or a touchdown. Caleb, we're going to need you to make a play or two. We get a turnover on their side of the field. We got the ball at the 30 going in. Caleb, we need you to make a play here, son, so that we can get some points out of this. End of the game. The games are going to be close. We know the NFL. Okay. It's tie. We're behind. This is where you earn your money, son. We need you to do your thing and make a couple plays to give us a chance to win. That, to me, is what's been missing. I don't think Caleb needs to do any more than that, guys. The trap would be, we got Keenan Allen, Adunze, and DJ Moore, and Komet, and on and Swift. Let's throw the ball 45, 50 times a game. That's putting way too much on that kid. I would not be for that. I think they got to be more than balanced. And I was at the Bears when Brett Favre was a starter with Mike Holmgren, an offensive guy. I was the head coach of the Dolphins when Tom Brady started his first game with a defensive head coach in Belichick. Different plays, but both scenarios were defense, screens, high percentage, run the ball, let this young kid gain confidence as he matures, and there's going to be times in the game, hey, just like the situations I just talked about, where you got to look to him and say, son, Gwen, we need a pull.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Play. You got to go in and make a play. Do something that we haven't had around here in a while.
I don't think he wants that, Dave. I when you hear him and when you see him, Caleb.
Oh, yes, not up to him.
I think he wants every chance to be a star from the get-go.
Well, but guess what? Yeah. He's not the coach, and he's not the GM.
Yeah, but this is a different cat.
I know, but you heard yesterday. Polls said he wants Caleb to lean on the talent around him. And when the time is right, that's when you do the special. And Flus was talking about him as a point guard. I mean, this is what they want, and the team is good enough. I think he's going to say yes and do what he needs to do.
Well, all I'm going to tell you is Troy Aikman wanted to do that too. At another position, Ricky Williams sat in my office at Miami with tears in his eyes and says, Coach, I need the ball more. I said, Ricky, I'm giving you the ball over 350 times over the course of last year. You know, you carried the ball more than anybody except Curtis Martin. Coach, I want the ball more. You know, I mean, I would be disappointed if Caleb didn't say that, Shane. That would be my answer. That's what I want you to think. That's what I want you to say, but we're going to make decisions that's best for this football team to win. You got to trust us on that.
Hey, Dave, just to be real clear right now, that's not me. That's that dumbass Dan Bernstein who's celebrating back here saying it's the worst insult he's ever gotten, you calling him me.
Well, I apologize then, okay, to you and Bernstein. Oh. I mean, You know what, Shane? That was a pretty good question. Usually you're asking me what type of bourbon, if I'm drinking Bradshaw bourbon or right. if I'm having a good cigar or where do you want to go to dinner? That's usually our conversation. So right. It did kind of catch me off guard a little bit here, and that would be my response to the kid. Sure, I mean every great player. How many times think a Michael Irvin, and I'm using his name as an example. How many times you think he was standing out in the hallway saying, "I want the ball more." I mean that's what the great ones do, and that's why they're great players because they want the football, they want opportunities, but. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. What's best for the team.
Shane wanted to ask also about the swing tackle, didn't you? Burnsy, that's you.
I don't know. What do you mean? A defense or offense?
No, here's what I saw on when the depth chart came out today.
Didn't work.
I saw that Kieran Amagaje, the rookie out of Yale, was listed as their third tackle. Now, it looks to me like the vet is prior, who's going to be listed as a guard, but I would imagine would be the first tackle up. I don't understand how you can have a guy who didn't practice, who is a rookie out of the Ivy League, and expect him to step into the NFL in the relatively important role of third offensive tackle.
No way. It'll never happen. I agree with you. Never happen. I'll put another layer on that. And when Flus met him, he met him at a country club. I wish he would have met him in an alley, you know? If he met him in an alley someplace, I'd feel a lot better about this guy. But, Ivy League and not training camp, God bless him. I hope he's an all-pro. I really do. And I'm saying this in jest, but there's no way. No way is that guy going to be the first guy, off the bench if there's an injury at tackle. I promise you. I don't know who they'll put there, but it won't be him.
Can you believe that Nate Davis apparently has been practicing? Coach, he's been practicing, and it looks like he might even play week one, all things being equal. That's a nice touch.
You just said it. Week one. Let's see. I don't know Nate. God bless the guy. He's a good player. He got a lot of money. But I don't trust those guys that don't practice enough and get hurt. He makes me nervous.
Coach, how good can this defense be? Jaquan Brisker earlier today said he thinks they can be a top five defense. You think they can be? That's real good.
I do. Absolutely. The issue is going to be getting enough pressure because, and I've said this on the air before, the key to a quarterback, every time he drops back, he's got to have that fear that he's going to get hit in the mouth. That's how he makes hurried throws. That's how he makes bad throws. So I want to see how this unfolds with our defensive line and pressure, because the minute you got to keep in mind, the minute you start bringing safeties, Brisker, or you're bringing Gordon, now you're going to get into one-on-one situations, and now you got a Stevenson out there who's an excellent player, one of my guys from the U, but now he's going to be one-on-one with somebody, and you'd rather probably not have that a lot, particularly against some of these receivers that they're going to be facing. So that's the only issue that I want to see is how is the pressure going to evolve? Is it going to be the front guys? Is it going to be blitz again? That's the only question. They're going to be good against the run. I'm not worried about the guys up front at all. I think those front seven guys against the run are going to be excellent. To me, the whole thing's going to come down to third down, getting off the field.
Coach Dave Wanstead, we were talking earlier in the show about the 90s and me and Burnsy as young up-and-comers on the Score with big dreams. And Burnsy was talking about hanging around with you in the parking lot of various hotels as Wani had a cigar.
The night before the game walk around where Dave would go have dinner and then he would have, he'd be thinking about everything and going through game plans. And he would literally kind of walk around the grounds sometimes. And if he could.
Almost every week, I take my inner circle of guys. After the meetings were done, it was late. I don't even know if you were still up that late, Burns?
Shoot.
It was probably 10, probably 11 o'clock, you know? Come on.
Don't, come on. I was waiting for Vincent Smith to go to sleep, and that was...
that was still going to be a while.
I never knew what I was going to see on the elevator, so...
Yeah. But we would walk, and you know what we got into? We would walk from... it happened just out of being charitable. We started walking Michigan Avenue. Joe Pendery was on our staff coaching the running backs. You remember Joe? And Joe said, we were staying at the Hilton. He said, let's take a walk to Michigan Avenue. Let's go that way for a change, coach. I said, okay. So we started walking. We started talking about the game, and one thing led to another. And, you know, we're walking past some guys that were, you know, the homeless people needed some help. And so I'd give them something. So we started, and then Tony Wise started bringing jackets in. And so our walk was very interesting. We would talk football, and Tony Wise would give out old bear stuff to people on the street.
Wow.
And, yeah, you know, and I always had a wad of cash with me, and it was that. And we have a good cigar. They were important times of the week for us as we look back on them.
And you, on the road too. Like, I remember it was in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
I think I caught you at the end of a walk when we were in St. Louis, and it was always a question about, you're always thinking about the defensive game plan. And it was always top of mind. Like, where am I going to put the linebackers? Where am I going to put the safeties?
But I love that when you did the walk in Chicago, you guys started taking care of the homeless sort of by accident, and then it became a thing to do. That's kind of that's beautiful, Coach.
Yeah, no, it was good stuff. The walks, the staff walks we call it the inner circle. Hmm. You know, we started that way back at the University of Miami days. That's how the Herschel Walker trade came about. Coming back from a walk, it was lunchtime, and we ended up trading Herschel Walker because we were about 0-6 that year, and we were getting ready to play the Kansas City Chiefs, and Joe Montana had just got traded to him, and I'm coming back. It's me, Jimmy, Tony, maybe Norv, and Richie Darrow, our PR director and our trainer. Kevin O'Neill always came in case somebody fell out, but we were coming back, and I said, somebody said, what do you, Norv, I think, said, what's it look like? I says, oh, I feel good this week. And Jimmy stopped in the middle of the walk, and he said, you feel good? He says, Dave, let me tell you what's going to happen. He says, I don't know if we're going to win a game, and they're going to fire all our asses at the end of the year. I said, what? It's year one. He says, I'm telling you, we replaced Tech Schramm, Gil Brandt, and Tom Landry. This town is, and I said, well, I haven't. He says, have you even seen a newspaper or heard what? And I says, no. You know, I'm trying to figure out a way to slow down whoever. And he said, so we start saying, how are we going to make this turn? And they said, well, we got to trade. We got to get players. Says, who do we have that anybody wants? And we came up with two guys. Troy Aikman was a rookie, and he had a no-cut contract, a no-trade deal, and Herschel Walker. And by 5 o'clock that night, Jimmy had Herschel trade.
Unbelievable. And that trade completely made the dynasty.
Best trade in football history?
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Maybe?
Yep. Yep. But probably the best. Yeah, three number ones, three number twos, and three number threes.
You broke the NFL with that one. Coach, you're the best. Great to talk to you. Looking forward to having a tremendous season for what should be a very interesting Bears year.
All right. Didn't mean to bother you guys.
He said that once at the end of a Zoom like a month ago, and he knew it was gold, and we've played it back from time to time. Didn't mean to bother you. We called you, Coach. It's all good.
That's great.
Boy, there's a lot of big questions going on right now on the text lines. People want to know about Barry and cucumbers. People want to know about Barry and the sweet meteor of death.
Barry and pickles.
Both. We'll explain and we'll check in on these very important topics. And the Cubs comp I was trying to make for the Bears last hour that I didn't get to do.
Who cares?
You don't know what I want to do, you people.
No, we don't care.
Oh,
no,
that's the difference. It's the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.